Yeah, so it's Sunday afternoon, and I just tried to make a call from the payphone on my street, but the payphone on my street, the handset had been bashed into it, so you can't make a call that way. Chances are my payphone is gone and probably never coming back, because, as I was going to say, if I had the chance to make a call from that phone, it's going to be gone away soon anyway. And I haven't been getting out much the last 2, 3, 4 weeks. I don't know. I haven't been doing the dot mobile thing because I haven't been going anywhere long enough to do it. I rediscovered a couple of shopping bags full of old cassette tapes. And I digitized those about 10 years ago. And all the black and white files got wiped out by Chinese hackers. It took me about a year or so to figure out that that's what had happened, but I still don't understand how I lost all of them, because I'd never store something like that or anything in one single place. But I don't, no point in thinking about it anymore. I digitized all that stuff without actually listening to it, intending to do so later, which is a stupid idea, because I'm sure I never would have. So this time I'm not actively sitting and listening to it, but I'm keeping it on and paying attention in case some breathtaking insight into my past, present, or future arises. I think the most surprising and distressing and disturbing thing, which I think I talked about before, is what my voice sounded like 15 or 20 years ago. It's unrecognizable today, compared to today. I sound like the voice didn't change yet. It's hard to describe it. I don't know why I'm saying it. So it's disturbing, except it's not disturbing. Who is that? It's not disturbing, it's just existential, perhaps. I hear my own words, and I remember the experiences that I'm describing most of the time. But I just don't know who that is. I don't know who that is speaking. No. I'm looking for a job at a certain institution that I didn't know until now has a New York office. It would be a... It would be a lot of fun. It really would. But I suspect it's one of those age things where they can look at my work history and pronounce me too old. And maybe I know that, maybe I didn't try very hard to sell myself. On the other hand, on account of that, maybe I felt like I shouldn't have to try too hard. I'm across the street from, I had to go all the way up to Northern Boulevard and 35th Street to pick up a payphone. Across the street from a green desk, one of those shared workspace places. I should maybe look into the pricing for that place. Just for a month, it might be interesting to get away. But I have been settling into my apartment pretty well and enjoying what I've been doing, whether it's productive or not. Is anybody else's decision. It's been about 10 days since I haven't drank. And tonight only hasn't started getting to me. And I think that's a symptom of the big routine of life, like Friday night, Saturday night. Those used to be the only 2 nights I drank. But based on stuff I've done the last 3 or 4 years, too far gone for that to ever be a routine again, I think. I'm cheating. I know I'm cheating because I'm going to schedule a doctor's appointment next week. And none of my blood pressure and heart rate and everything are back to normal. I'm going to go in for this checkup and you're going to say, well, you've been taking care of yourself. And I'm not going to say that I haven't, but, that's what I did last year. The last time I went 2 weeks without drinking. But I think about beer and about it going down and how the poisons, like, after I haven't drank for a lot, or even when I have been drinking, I can taste the poisons now more than I used to. I can feel it getting into my skin and into my blood. And who knows? Maybe I'll never drink again. Speaking of that, today if I never drink again, or if I don't drink from now until the end of the year, all my friends who do drink are just going to go right ahead without me, and they're going to forget about me. And then maybe 3 months from now, my name will come up in some drunken stream of consciousness, and it will be like, fuck that guy. Conversation with a woman who did a lot of drugs in the 60s, 30 years ago, not that long ago, 25 years ago. She said, in the 60s, the people you did drugs with were the people you did drugs with. And it's story, you weren't friends with them, they were like business partners. But I don't think I've ever been able to spend that sentiment to alcohol, is not in my experience. I read somewhere that the people who do what I do, they drink, and then they stop, they take mentos, they get back to healthy, or like, the appearance is healthy. And they all say the same thing, they don't miss the bars, they don't miss the women, they don't miss the drunk, they don't miss the buzz, they just miss the sleep. And I was afraid of that myself when I first read that about a year ago. It turns out I'm not afraid of the sleep at all. In fact, it's kind of an adventure. I'm half awake most of the time, and I probably don't get more than 3 hours, so I'll sleep one night, but it keeps me engaged. It's like I'm monitoring the situation. It feels like life will waste the time. I sleep a lot less, too, and I don't seem to. I'm not yawning all day, I don't feel tired. So I don't know what I do most of that game. I mean, sleeping 12 hours straight is not good for you, I don't care what people say. But then I gotta be careful about saying that I get away with that, because a lot of people would kill to get away with 12 hours of sleep just once a week, once a month. Alright, I'm gonna keep walking and talking to myself and